For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones. In a small church in one corner of Connecticut, a massive musical project has been underway this summer. Calvary Episcopal Church in Stonington is installing a new organ. The more than $500,000 project began as a gift from a former member of the choir in memory of her brother. The organ itself took about 8 months to create at the shop of builder Richards Foulkes & Company in Tennessee. Then last month, the organ was carefully disassembled and the tens of thousands of parts were trucked up to Connecticut and construction began in the church loft.
I'm John Brown. I'm the business and operations manager at Richards Foulkes & Company. We are solely a builder of mechanical action organs, and every organ is a unique and specific instrument for the environment that it's going to be installed in. What we have here right now is basically the front case of the organ. So from the impost up, or the middle point here, all the way up is where the pipes will live. As you can see, the keys are there, and there's a mechanical connection to every single pipe in the organ. This organ has 1,008 pipes. There's 58 keys on the keyboard and 30 on the pedals. So for every stop on the organ, there's 58 pipes, one for each key. It's almost a joke, but how do you become an organ builder? We actually say sometimes, no one in their right mind would choose to be an organ builder, but it chooses you.
My name is Patrick Spicer. I've been with Richards Foulkes for about 26 years now.
He is from France, and he is one of the master organ builders on our staff.
My dad was a Lutheran pastor. He's retired. And the organ at our church had some problems, so organ builder came, and I was off school that day, and he needed help. So I spent 2 hours with him in the organ. I was 14, I believe, and so that's it. The rest is history, I guess.
What Patrick told you about, these three guys right here are our three newest employees. So the apprenticeship program, and I couldn't be more excited than to have these young people, you know, learning what we do, because at the end of the day, preserving the art of organ building is very, very important.
My name is Jordan Skillman. I started working at Richards and Foulkes about a year and a half ago. There's so much intricate woodworking that goes in, and I'm a wood nerd. I love woodworking. Building a organ it's like building a huge piece of furniture, so it's pretty great.
I am Joseph Ripka. I'm the director of music and organist at Calvary Church. Even though when you walk in the church, it looks completely finished, the organ is standing here, there are pipes in the front. There are just a few ranks of pipes within the organ or stops. The rest of them are still being what's called pre-voiced in Ooltewah, Tennessee. And they will arrive in the next few weeks with one of the organ builders to begin the second half of the process, which is called voicing. And that really is how each pipe sounds in the room, volume, speech. Pipes actually have vowels and consonants, lots of adjustments that happen. So the tuning is not quite right. The speech is a little bit uneven right now, but I can play a few sample sounds. And I'll start with the 8-foot principal stop, which is really the main voice, the foundation of the organ. And then we have an octave higher sounding. It's called an octave 4. So if I play just one note of the 8-foot principal, and then I add the 4-foot, you'll hear the octave higher. They're sounding at the same time, and that's how we layer sound and volume on the organ. There's an extra keyboard for your feet. We wear special shoes, and we balance ourselves on a bench, and we play foot pedals. So here's a very low pitch. I'm not sure it will register here. And we have one more sound that is not so much in tune, but it is a flute stop.
called a Gedicht.
And then there's kind of a novelty stop that actually has quite a function in early Baroque music. It's called the Zimbelstern. It's really a random rotation of bells. You could be playing a kind of an improvised, almost prelude. Big buildup of sound, and just to add a little bit more, I guess you could call it joy or fun on top.
Some of the organs that Bach himself played in North Germany and Holland while he was an active musician are still playing today, and they are made exactly like we make our organs. A lot of what we do is still done with handwork, you know, with planes, hand planes and hand tools. You have to decide as an organ builder at our level, do you want to be a footnote or do you want to be a chapter in the book on organ building? And, you know, our company's goal is to actually make sure that we're making a contribution to the art of organ building as it relates to the entire book of history of organ building.
The Chandler McIver Memorial Organ is scheduled to be completed in the next few months and get its blessing and dedication in December. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.